It's time to talk about food and drink and restaurants and cooking and kitchens and food shows on TV and lots more. It's Food Talk STL with David Craig on 590 The Fan KFNS and KFNS.com.
Hey, good morning. Happy eating, happy drinking, happy summertime. Gasoline down to $3.14 for regular in Webster. Cool. From the Bomarito Automotive Group studios here at KFNS, I'm David Craig, and today on Food Talk, we've got Ann Corey from Kitchen Conservatory, former TV sports guy Zipper Zeppa, and Stephen Becker from the Nado's Cafe and Vina Nado's. I invite you to visit our website. It's foodtalkstl.com. You can check out show archives going back to February. Follow us on Twitter at foodtalkstl, and I invite you to like us on Facebook. And you can contact our show via email, foodtalkstl@yahoo.com. Couple of quick things before we visit with Ann Corey. Brewers Heritage Festival last weekend was fun. My favorite was the Schlafly Chocolate Ale. Don't laugh. It's delicious. It really is. Not at Brewfest, but at Deerberg's, my wife bought me some Mick Ultra 19th Hole. It's kind of like an Arnold Palmer. It's a mixture of iced tea and lemonade, 4% alcohol. Sorry, I'm not a big fan of the taste. Plus, it's high in carbs, and, you know, the Ultra brand is low carbs. Food truck event Thursday in Chesterfield. We had a nice grilled cheese with bacon from the Meltdown. Good bread. Thank you, guys. And the fries from the Zia's truck are tremendous. Coming up tomorrow, the saucy soiree at the Four Seasons Hotel. I recommend it. Good place. Good way to sample a lot of different restaurants and meet some folks. Crown Candy's BLT was not the winner on Wednesday's edition of Best Sandwich in America with Adam Richman on the Travel Channel, but I'm still a big fan there, Crown Candy folks. One of our sponsors, La Luma's Side Door in the Central West End, got a nod from St. Louis Magazine, placed on the magazine's A-list for Best Small Plates. That's a good thing. If you like to go to movies on your way to dinner, I have some movie reviews on my movie blog. I like Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. I kind of like Brave, the new Pixar movie, and I strongly dislike Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter. What a ridiculous movie. DavidCraigMovies.com is my movie website. Okay, now, got a great guest, Ann Corey from Kitchen Conservatory. Thank you for coming into Food Talk.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Okay, for people who don't know, I mean, I've had driven by it many times before I went in. Tell listeners what Kitchen Conservatory is, please.
Kitchen Conservatory is a retail kitchen store and a cooking school, and we've been there 28 years, and we have cooking classes every single night and a lot of daytime classes, too, taught by over 200 local chefs.
Now, how long have you been involved in Kitchen Conservatory? It was there before you got into
right.
it, right?
15 years I've been there.
And you are one of the main teachers?
I do teach some classes, but we have a great crew of people who teach classes. A lot of the local restaurant chefs teach our classes.
Well, I know some people who have been on this show mm-hmm. are people who teach there, including Wes Johnson, Clara Moore, who was on 80 Plates, and Jim Fiala.
Yes.
And who are some of the other folks
you've
had
in there? I think the best chefs from the best restaurants in St. Louis teach at Kitchen Conservatory. I mean, you name the restaurant, and they reveal their secrets of cooking at Kitchen Conservatory. It is so much fun. Lou Rook from Annie Guns, Kevin Nashen from Sydney Street, Gerard Kraft from Niche. I mean, we've got fabulous teachers.
Okay, now I looked on your website, and you have classes scheduled all the way into November, and you probably have some written down somewhere that aren't on your website. If I am a St. Louis restaurateur or a chef, and I'm thinking, okay, well, I've got something to offer. I could teach some
call
people.
Us.
Okay, just give you a buzz.
Yes, call us. We are always looking for fresh blood because the most exciting thing about food is that it's always new. Things, styles change, food changes, and there's always something new and exciting to learn in the kitchen. I mean, that's the pleasure of dinner.
Well, you have two kitchens set up there, and Now, some of your courses, most of them are participatory, right?
We do both participation and demonstration classes because some people like to sit back and watch the chef perform his magic, and other people like to work side by side with the chef, which can be very exciting.
Well, you've got one on your agenda for July 16th. It's a Monday night, and it's Chris Bork from Blood and Sand, and I forget who the other...
Chris Lee. So it's the Battle of the Chrises.
And it's going to be like a...
it's an Iron like Chef competition.
Iron Chef, okay. Yes. How's that going to work?
Well, we do a lot of Iron Chef competitions. We do them for private parties. People will rent our kitchen and have their own Iron Chef. And then we also have done some published Iron Chef classes over the years, and they're always a heap of fun. The guys get into it. There's a lot of repartee. And usually we have a mystery ingredient, and it's up to them to create the best food possible. So it is truly, you know, flying without a net, cooking without a net, because you never know what they're going to come up with. And the audience gets to be the judges.
Okay, we're visiting with Ann Corey from Kitchen Conservatory. You're on Clayton Road, and I guess... Is that
block and a half east of Brentwood.
Okay, I guess you're in Clayton or Richmond Heights.
We are in Clayton.
Okay, the street there is the line, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Right there underneath the inner... Right next to the inner belt, mm-hmm. and... it's a great convenient location for everybody. And for people who have driven by and said, one of these days I'm going to stop in there.
Please do.
Talk about the stuff, even if you're not going to take a cooking course, mm-hmm. the things you all sell in there. I didn't realize you had as much stuff in there as you do.
6,000 essential items for the kitchen. If every food deserves to have its own tool, and so we have it.
Okay, you're not selling appliances like refrigerators and stoves and all of that, right?
We're selling knives, we're selling cookware, and we're even selling freshly grown garlic, just dug this week.
Well, you brought me a garlic, what
head.
Do I call that, a bulb?
Yeah, it's a head of garlic.
You grew this yourself?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, fresh garlic, a lot of people have never tried it. It's an amazing taste.
Why, how is this going to be different from, and not to knock anybody who has a retail grocery store, but what I would find at my local neighborhood grocery store?
Chances are that what you're buying at the local grocery store was dug last year, because garlic is a once-a-year crop, and then it's held in storage.
Ah.
It's a nine-month growing season. So you plant one clove, and that gets you one head of garlic. So I planted this garlic last October, and it's available right now at Kitchen Conservatory, and we always sell out because it's such a fabulous, juicy, not bitter, flavorful product. I mean, it can reinvigorate your cooking tonight.
And, you know, other people, apparently it has other magical effects on people, doesn't...
Well, it does keep evil away.
That's right. You know, if I were to take that to see Abe Lincoln Vampire Killer, would that... No, that would
it
not...
It would destroy the movie.
I don't know. That was just such... My daughter thought the movie was hilarious. I just thought it was basically
Maybe you
dumb.
Weren't their demographic.
Yes. Okay. Now, you do a lot of couples classes mm-hmm. at Kitchen Conservatory. Is it...
Guys love to cook.
You think?
I know they love to cook.
It's
exciting.
Is it mostly married couples? Would I take somebody there if I'm dating?
We've had first dates. We've had long married. We've had all kinds of couples who've taken our couples cooking classes. They're fully participation, and you usually meet a lot of interesting people, and you get to cook and create a delicious dinner, which you get to eat.
Well, I'd say it's a typical weeknight, and I'm there with my wife. How many other couples are generally there? And
it's usually six couples.
Gotcha. And you kind of all cook together?
Mm-hmm. With a chef.
Yes. And does everybody do the same thing?
Well, ultimately, you all create the meal. It depends on the menu as to which parts of the meal you have your hands on, but everybody gets to see everything.
It sounds like great fun. We're visiting with Ann Corey from Kitchen Conservatory on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS. And we're also online at KFNS.com. Okay, back to the stuff that you all have for sale there. Your food ingredients that you have, because I mentioned on the show last week, if somebody wants to try duck fat fried potatoes or fried sweet potatoes. You have, now does duck fat, does it come in a jar or what do you have?
Duck fat comes in a, I believe it's a 14-ounce container, and it's sold at room temperature, and duck fat has a pretty long shelf life. And it is wonderful for duck, I mean, for making duck leg confit, for instance, but it also makes the best French fries because, you know, potatoes cooked in duck fat are pretty tremendous. But we try to have the ingredients that are hard to find that we love to cook with.
Well, there are some cookbooks, and I'm not going to name any names, Martha Stewart, but sometimes you look through cookbooks and you see these ingredients and it's like, wait a minute, they don't have that at my grocery store. I don't even know if, you know, the specialty spice stores haven't, but you guys have a lot of, I wouldn't call them necessarily, what would you call them, obscure? Just things that are kind of...
No, we have things that taste good. That's what we strive for, because everything you put in your mouth should taste delicious.
I agree. What are you cooking at your house this weekend?
Big, fat, juicy steak.
Okay, now I know you're a huge beef fan, personally.
I'm a huge food fan. I love all foods.
Okay, but you know, would you put beef near the top of your list?
Well, is there anything better than a delicious steak?
No, if it's cooked right,
I think, first of all, you have to start with a good cut of steak.
Now, if I'm going to a grocery store or a butcher, what is your recommended cut of beef? What do you like best?
Well, first of all, I think you have to choose your grade of meat. I mean, you want at least a choice and preferably prime. Mm-hmm. And what that means is the amount of fat in the meat. And the more fat that's in the meat, the better the meat will taste, because fat is flavor. And so when the cow is slaughtered, it's mm-hmm. graded for prime, choice, select. Usually it's not identified unless it's choice or prime. And prime is the top of the line, and prime means it has all the fat that you want.
By the way, I was reading a thing in Bon Appetit talking about the way to get a juicy burger was to go and tell them that you want 20% fat in your mixture. And don't just buy, you know, the one that's in the rack, to go and tell the butcher that that's the specific ratio that you want.
The best way to get a juicy burger is to grind your own meat. And I think I've had a run on meat grinders lately, because we've been doing these classes where we grind our own meat for the hamburger. And once you taste freshly ground hamburger meat, you don't go back.
Well, I know a lot of restaurateurs do that. Yeah. Are people doing that a lot in their
home
now?
They are. And if you have a stand mixer, you can get a meat grinder attachment, and boom, you have your own freshly ground hamburger, and it will be better than any hamburger you buy anywhere.
Well, and I know a lot of, not necessarily just the McMansions way out in far west county, but a lot of homes that have been built in the last 15 or 20 years, the kitchens are much bigger than, you know, we have an 80s vintage home. We have a nice size kitchen, but still, some of the houses that we've gone into built mid-90s and beyond, the kitchens. So I guess you have room for a meat grinder and stuff.
You don't need to have a huge kitchen to make a great dinner.
Oh, okay. But maybe to have a meat grinder on the counter, no?
They don't take up that much room. Okay. And usually it's an attachment on a stand mixer. But we do sell, you know, meat grinders that are standalone.
Gotcha. Okay, so back to grilling a great steak. I see sometimes aged steaks. Do you
all beef is aged?
Oh yeah.
Yes, because you can't eat the cow when it's freshly slaughtered. It needs to age in order to break down and become tender.
Mm-hmm.
So the question is whether it's dry aged or wet aged. Dry aged is much more expensive, about 25% more expensive, and much harder to find. So the chances are the meat you're going to find is wet aged, and usually it's been aged about 3 weeks. The dry aged meat has a much more concentrated beef flavor. Totally delicious and worth seeking out a dry aged steak so you can try it. But the chances are the steaks you're going to get are wet.
Okay, so I go to a grocery store or Sam's Club or a butcher, and I get a steak, and I don't know if it's and I want to age it myself.
I don't recommend that.
No?
Because you really need to age a hunk of meat.
Oh, okay.
Because what happens is, you know, this may not for the squeamish, but you're deteriorating the meat. So you're going to have to trim off the part that becomes moldy after it's aged, and that's any exposed meat. So you really want a hunk of meat that's encased in fat.
And you tell me that you can cook a steak at your house that tastes better than a steakhouse steak.
Yes, it tastes better because, number one, most steakhouses are not prime.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few prime steakhouses around, but most are just steaks with a big markup. But you can buy a great steak, and then if you get your grill or your pan as hot as blazes and you caramelize the outside and you leave the inside nice and rare, what can improve on that?
Well, I know a lot of people, though, who try to do that and can't quite pull it off. And I know the pros at the steakhouses with the ovens where they can cook them really hot. I mean, I do. I've had some spectacular steaks at various steakhouses around town.
Mm-hmm. But you can do it at home, and you can have a great steak at home with a minimal of work.
Well, we usually, the best steaks at our house are usually the ones that are out there on the grill. And
so do you have a nice smoky taste to it then? You get your grill blazing hot and have the steak on for 3 minutes max?
Usually we cook them a little longer than
that. Ooh, if you got a good piece of meat, don't you want to eat it rare?
I've changed, Ann, in my personal life over the years. I used to always get them well done. And my wife just kind of, here, try some of this. Oh, no, it's too pink. No, try it.
Do we need to blindfold you first before you try the steak?
No. I've changed. I mean, they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks, but I have in the last 10, 12 years gone from medium well to medium and occasionally a little less than medium.
If you're feeding a family of medium well eaters, don't buy an expensive steak. You can't tell the difference.
Okay, it's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate your stopping by here. It's been great talking to you, learning a little bit about Kitchen Conservatory. And for people, first of all, just invite everybody to stop by and tell them what they're going
to
see.
I would love to have you come visit or call or see our website, kitchenconservatory.com. Our phone number, 862-2665. We're on Clayton Road, a block and a half east of Brentwood. We have cooking classes every night. We're there all day long and we love to answer people's questions about food. We offer an Ask the Chef service. So if you are trying to make a recipe and it's not working out, please call us. We can help.
Oh, wow. Now, that's a great public service. I didn't know that you performed that.
And people do call us all the time with all kinds of questions.
Well, I love your place. I mean, you've got so much stuff going on there and, things that you would never even think of that you need. I'm sure there's people who come in there and say,
what is this?
Yeah, and you tell them and they say, oh, well,
we have a specific tool for coring a pear, a specific tool for pitting a peach. I mean, every food deserves its own tool.
Do you sell most of this stuff online as well?
We do.
Well, that's cool.
KitchenConservatory.com.
Thank you very much for visiting. That is Ann Corey, our guest on Food Talk STL on 590 The Fan, KFNS.